nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and welcome to Nationwide Discussion Hour on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar. And today we are talking to one of the NGOs that have been working in the country for quite a time. And this NGO is celebrating and marking, has marked their 20th anniversary, 20 years of activism and 20 years of action, 20 years of helping people in many parts of this country. And they will be introducing themselves in the program soon. So Universal Intervention and Development Organization, as I said, marked 20 years of their existence in this country. And today I'm happy to host the founding members and active members. Three of them are with me in the studio. I welcome to the studio Dr. Isaac Yak Tudel, Chairman of Board of Directors. Welcome, Dr. Isaac, to Radio Miraya.
Pleasure.
And I welcome also James K. Ninru, Executive Member and Founding Member of Universal Intervention and Development Organization. And welcome, James.
Thank you.
Yes. And I welcome also John Kong Kwal, Director of Operation and also Co-Founder. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. First of all, what is Universal Intervention and Development Organization, and what is the area of focusing of the work of this organization? Who is going to talk about that? James K., welcome.
Thank you. And good afternoon, listeners. And it's a pleasure to be with Radio Maria this afternoon. And my name is James Kerr. I'm the executive and the founder of Universal Intervention and Development Organization, Akron, with UNIDO. It was formed in 2004. And by then, we were in three regions. We were having Greater Bargazal, Greater Equatoria, and Greater Panal. And as we formed this organization, it was called APANAL Initiative and Development Organization. And that name was changed in 2012 after the board of the director sat down and looked at the vision of this organization and looking at the other states. If we were to work in other states, normally the image and the name always translate. And so the name was changed, and up to now we are known to be Universal Intervention and Development Organization with Akron of UNIDO. Mm-hmm. And we are South Sudanese faith-based organization, and we work in several states and some of the administrative areas of South Sudan.
What inspired you? 2004 was the beginning. We were just 1 year into the interim period of the CPA or signing of the CPA, and speaking about Southern Sudan at that time, it was really something maybe unique. What inspired you? And 20 years later, you, the founding members, you are still there. And this is something unique. So what inspired you to found and start doing something? To feel what?
Well, thank you, Gabriel, and that's a good question. So I was part of the Jehammer, who happened to be taking a move from United States to Ethiopia footing, and I was involved in the struggles and until we got independent. And when I was working for an NGO during the Operation Lifeline Sudan, some of us who know during that time, the old UNs were operating from Lokochokyo with the mandate given to them by the Sudan government by then and the SPLA. And what actually inspired me was a vision of seeing South Sudan to be a nation. I was looking at this country will one day be a nation where we need to empower our youth, empower our community so that we become self-reliant. And I was looking at how the humanitarians actually distribute non-food items. I was feeling these are things that can also be done by South Sudanese. And one of the problems is if our youth are well-trained, they are given opportunity to work, there will be no conflict. And when there is no conflict, there will be development. And that development will make South Sudan a strong nation. And that is what I felt would have been the right vision. And when we got the signing of the Conference of Peace Agreement in 2005 between the SPLA and the Sudan government, personally, I say yes, that is the right way to go. And we all moved to Juba. 2011, we had our independence. We raised our flags. And I say yes, that is what we wanted to see. And of course, you cannot have an ambition, because as a person, of course, ambition can drive you, but there have to be a step. So for me, the reason why I came up with the idea was to see South Sudanese united as a community. I wanted to see South Sudanese working as one community, doing one thing, and working by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And even looking at our resources, God have given us a lot of resources, and I feel we could have made good use of those resources as a country.
Yes. How did you put the team together? Let me get the story from John Kong.
Thank you. First of all, I want to appreciate and take this opportunity to thank the Maria FM for giving us this chance to talk about UNIDO and how UNIDO was formed. Well, as James, as our director put it, the aim of forming this organization is to support the youth and the women that have suffered a lot, in which we have seen that it is good that we will have a national NGO, and it is something that we make and it work. When it was formed, only few people who are actually volunteer, because when you are forming something, there's nothing. You have to work hard and get something. People volunteer themselves to work until we came up to this far.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Dr. Isaac, when did you join?
I join as thank you, Gabriel. Thank you for hosting us, and it's a pleasure to be here. And thank you to the family of Mrai FM. I joined UNIDO in 2019 as a board member, and then I was active as a board member up to 2022 January, when I became the board chairman.
Mm.
And that's a short when I joined you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you came with new blood into the organization. You have a legal background, and I can say you are a civil servant in one way or another, in one of the sectors, influential sectors in the government. But also you find time to get involved with civil society organizations and these charity organizations. 20 years, James, what can you say? What would you like to share about these 20 years you have been there? You have started to be focusing on Upper Nile, but you went to other parts of the country. You became... The first time I heard UNIDO, I thought it was an international organization.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a locally based organization. Most of the NGOs that were started by South Sudanese, they fell. They failed, utterly failed, and they went into disarray. Some of them created a lot of mistrust with the donor community and all this. But you seem to be standing out. So what made UNIDO to sustain, and what is the footprint you have created, the impact you have created so far. Just a few examples. There might be many. James.
Thank you, Gabriel. And first thing, I wanted to give a big thanks to the Society of South Sudan in Large. And I also want to give big thanks to our team members, and John Kongia, Dr. Isaac, and the rest of the team. Of course, there's no leader who succeeds without good followers. Mm. And I wanted to say, it started with a struggle, but where we are now, we are celebrating the victory of our achievement. And as I talk now, we have worked in most of the states. We are now in Unity State covering the seven counties. We are in Ruang administrative areas. We had worked in Western Bargazal, in Ju River. We had worked in Lagi State, in Choivat, in Irul. We had worked in Apanal, in Manyo. We are now here in Juba. And we have had seven thematic areas, one of it being health and nutrition, protection, food security and livelihoods, education, peace building, and water and sanitation. And of course, to have all this is because I have had a good team that are also doing the right job in the community. And as you said, many organizations fail. And if you read some article will say in South Sudan, some local NGO were found, but before the age of 10 years, some of them will die. And one of the reasons why they died is because of lack of funding. And some may also contribute to the accountability because donors wanted organization who can have a good accountability. And having worked with donors in South Sudan, actually with UN agencies, with international organizations, we have confirmed our vision of being a partner of choice in transforming the community. Because if you read our history, we have worked with quite a number of international, with quite a good number of UN agencies. And these are strategies.
So you built a reputation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I built a reputation, and these are strategies. I did master's in strategies management, and that helped me also to think on what can work and what cannot work. Mm-hmm. I also do have a very good team in the program, the head of program. I have a good team in finance. I have a good team in operation. John is here, he's the one managing the operation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I have a good team in nutrition, in protection. All these thematics, you will find technical and well-committed people working in those particular departments. Yeah.
Let me hear from the operation, the director of operation. You have implemented a lot, contractor, subcontractor, how do you call implementing partner and all this. What stands out? What are some of the memories of your operation that you can say it really changed the lives of some people somewhere?
Thank you, Gabriel. I will say we have done a lot. First, when we have started UNIDO, the first donor who have given us money is called Butch Telegraph. That is the donor from U.S. And then followed by UNICEF with education. UNICEF with education, we have constructed two schools in Lara. We have constructed two schools in Manyandit for girl only. And that...
Which were never there.
Yes. The new two school, permanent two school, we have done that, and it has changed the life of the community.
When was that?
In 2011. Mm. Yes.
By this time, they should be in the universities.
Yes, some of them, they are finished university. Mm. Recently, we have also constructed, last year, we have constructed a school, seven school in Panyinjar County, and also we have constructed two school in Gwit, and Rukana, also two school. We have constructed a lot. We also, in 2019, we have constructed a semi-construction for health under HPF funded. That also serve people, especially the community, children and women. We have seen changes.
Yeah. What do you say, Dr. Isaac Yak, as you joined this organization? You are educated, you are young, and what do you see that makes this organization ticks and thriving?
Thank you, Gabriel. From 2009, I began to follow UNIDO very closely. And I was happy with the way they were doing their things, until when I was asked to be a board member. And when I was sitting in those board meetings, I could see the way they were doing their activities, the vision they had, and the way they were trying to factor in these life-saving and developmental activities to the community. And inclining to that direction of providing services to the people, I felt like I should also put my contribution in whatever form of representation, being the board member, being any active person in the organization, so that I can also help them to move forward. So I got motivated with the activities and the report and the result and the outcome. And then when I moved in, become part of decision making, and I was happy with the documentation. And I think that's what sustained the relationship with the donors. The documentation, the auditing report, the accountability within themselves with the auditors. Then I said, these people, as you put it before that, some organization, they don't stay long, they died quickly because of malpractices and the way they develop that culture of obeying the rules and regulation organization. Mm-hmm. So we work together, and we are trying to move forward a lot of progress and the report and yearly activities, and is something that need to be supported.
Mm-hmm.
And what is happening today with in Maraya, I'm sure a number of couple of staff are listening to us, and they will also make a comment to us later.
And James, when you were coming in, we met one of our colleagues working here, and he was so excited, and he was your former colleague.
Yes.
And I can testify he's a very good guy, very professional. Although we are not working together, he's in a different kind of specialization. But how do you feel with the number of people you have worked with? And I think many people have passed through your hands, and they have become professionals in their own ways. South Sudanese young men and women.
Yeah, thank you, Gabriel.
Maybe you have a word for them.
Yeah,
as you mark
yeah,
20
indeed.
Years. Yeah.
Indeed, Jacob was a colleague from Rumbek, and he used to work for WRP, and I travel a lot. So whenever I landed in Rumbek, if we have challenges, he's a boy we contacted and helping us. That's why you saw us, both of us were very excited.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the great person we really work with. And coming to UNIDO, I have worked with different people, different backgrounds. And one of the things that I must admit, it has been good for me to learn working with different people, learning different cultures, and working with different professionals. And of course, I am glad that some of the staff I've worked with have actually made progress. Some of them have gone to universities. Some of them have done other careers. And when I meet them, they always call me Uncle James. And I feel very proud because I feel these are part of my products. And of course, even if I look at UNIDO as an organization, I do have very brilliant team that even if I travel,
mm-hmm.
I don't do micromanagement.
Yeah. When you are away, since
when I'm away, so
mm-hmm.
the team are working. John is here. We have a good head of program. Our head of department are there. So they do work, and they do their work. We have a good person in finance. Mm. So for me,
yeah,
I feel I'm a father, and I feel I have done a contribution to the nation, because even some of the staff who are working for UNIDO now had never contributed to the crime, because when there's no employment, one of the reasons why our country is in a mess is because youth are not employed. And we are seeing the population of South Sudan, 73%, that is a UN report, 73%
yeah.
of the population are youth. And if those youth are not employed, what do you think? So there will be chaos and problem.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
for me, the staff I'm working with are a good team, yeah. and I do advise them as a father, as a director, and I'm happy to say it, they are doing their best. And
yeah.
That's why you see UNIDO visibility is everywhere now in the country.
Yeah.
So which is a good thing.
John, what would you like to add?
Thank you. Thank you, Gabriel. I just want, there's one thing that we did not mention. You know, when we have formed UNIDO, as Director put it, UNIDO is a Christian organization, a faith-based group. What Guy has, we have a morning devotion that we have 3 times a week. We have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So we put that in the dedication of giving that those 3 days a week to God. We have to pray before we have started the work. That is what actually Guy has.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is what we are keeping UNIDO up to now.
Mm.
Because we put our challenges into prayers, and we believe God will also reward and work on those challenges.
Mm-hmm. Before I give you to the listeners, I'm still like really feeling thrilled and happy, because you make an example of our own people doing something meaningful and succeeding. You understand, right?
Yeah.
Because when you look around, there is little that can make you happy or even hopeful that we can make it and we can do it. But now you are here. So I want you, James, to tell those who are outside there, who say there is no dream, who believe that they cannot do anything, we are few, we don't have, but you with your mind and thinking and imagination and vision, you achieve something. What is your advice? Maybe Dr. Isaac Yak will come in also. What is your advice to all those out there who have tried and they couldn't make it?
Well, thank you. You see, we have different ideologies, and every human being created by God thinks differently. And one of the things that I feel very positive about it is the fact that South Sudan will one day remain a strong nation, despite the fact that we are facing challenges. There's no new nation that will go smoothly. There has to be challenges. But one of my asks to South Sudanese is that we need to remain united. We need to remain having a feeling of our land. Because if you remember, a lot of people lost their life during the struggle. And today, we are still facing challenges. But to me, these challenges will come to an end. And my only ask to my fellow South Sudanese who are listening in all the state and the administrative areas is that we have to be peacemakers in our own community. And this employment that local NGOs are doing, the community, the beneficiaries are also people who can also tell us what we do good and what we do not do good. Because why some organizations fail, there has been a bad reputation that local NGOs are employing their relatives. Local NGOs are doing corruption. Most of them will stay in big hotels paying money for the donors. And people will say, we are driving big vehicles in the cities. But that is not what we are forming the organization for. We wanted to make sure whatever we receive from the donors go to the intended person. And because, like what you asked before, the reason why UNIDO is unique is because we invested in being with the community. If we are working in Lagos State, we cannot employ somebody outside. We have to get people within the state. If there's a problem, we don't evacuate our staff. They are with the community. In all the state, that's what we are doing. And that is also to give confidence to the community because they will speak their own local language. You know, if you work with the community closer, they will even tell you what you are doing wrong and what you are doing good.
Yeah.
So for me, I feel this is what we should be doing. And another thing that I also feel, as South Sudanese, the first organization formed in this country was in 1989. And that organization is NWAW, HART. But up to today, we have created so many organizations. And these organizations, some of them collapse, some of them are continuing, and with different reasons. So for me, I wanted to see South Sudanese moving together, moving one direction, correcting one another. If you tell me, Gabriel Chedang, James, you are not doing well because of 1, 2, 3, I will be very, very much patient and listen, and also try to analyze.
Yeah.
And that is actually what I'm actually asking my fellow South Sudanese.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let me take this time to tell the listeners that you can now engage with us on 09-1206-7879, 09-1206-7929, and 09-1206-8101. And the SMS line is 09-121-77141. The SMS line again is 09-121-77141. For the new listeners, I would say the numbers slowly, 09-1206-7879. Again, 09-1206-7929. And again, 09-1206-8101. The SMS line again is 09-121-77141. And I will be picking your numbers after this interlude.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Mirai.
Yes, already we have callers online. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Who's calling up from where?
Gabriel, this is Benjamin Martin, your friend.
Welcome, Benjamin. How are you?
Yes, I'm okay. I greet you in the studio and then I greet your visitors in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
In studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm happy with what he said. That shows that we as a South Sudanese we're able to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I concur with him. And also I'm encouraging that we have numbers of the South Sudanese they're able even not only to work locally in South Sudan, but they can work internationally also outside.
Mm-hmm.
What they did is very important. And so just wanted to encourage him to go ahead. And I'm talking from here. I'm also one of the working with the community.
Mm-hmm.
On the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there is a good people that are doing things on the ground, but because of the lack of the communication.
Mm-hmm.
Or lack of the media, sometimes people did not know what is happening. Like me, one time I able to encourage the international community to convince them even to do something great in South Sudan. I just want to encourage Radio Mirai. What they're doing is good, also to iron out our voices, and then also to open a space for us to so that people can know, people of South Sudan to know what the local NGOs are doing in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that, Martin, for that encouraging message and also that acknowledgement. Still, you can call on 09-1206-7879 and 09-1206-7929 and 09-1206-8101. Let me pick another call. Hello? Hello?
Hello, yes. Good evening, Gabriel.
Good evening. Who is calling?
This is Tango Juliet from Upper Nile, Malakal.
Welcome, Tango Juliet. Welcome.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions to the guests in the studio. One is going to Dr. Yak. who is the chairperson of the board of directors. And the second one is going to the operation manager, and the last one will go to the executive director, James. First of all, I would like to congratulate them for coming this far, because it's not easy to maintain a national NGO for 20 years. My first question to Dr. Yak. Most of the national NGOs, they don't have active board of directors. And this is one of the major challenges that cause a lot of mistrust between the donors and the national NGOs. Can Dr. Yak tell us exactly how UNIDO is maintaining the board of directors?
Okay.
Yes, that's one thing.
And the second question?
The second question is going to John Kong. I think if I got his name right.
John Kong,
Yes, you're correct.
How is it going with the procurement? Yes, because you know that most of the donors, they have issues to do with the procurement. And James has talked of issues to do with accountability. How John Kong is dealing with the bureaucracy within meeting the terms and condition of the donors when it comes to compliance in relation to the operation of UNIDO. The last question is going to the executive director, James Keck. Thank you very much, James Keck, and I think you are an example to most of the national directors in the country. Is there a way that you can showcase your leadership to the other national directors so that they can follow your footsteps?
Thank you. Good questions there. Let me say that one of the listeners, he says, what is the abbreviation of the organization? I think he joined late. This is this goes to Keir Abraham from Malakal. The organization abbreviation is Universal Intervention, Universal Intervention and Development Organization. Universal Intervention and Development Organization, abbreviated as UNIDO. So that is for the listener in Malakal. Let me pick a call and then I get back to you. Hello? We lost the caller there. Of course, those who would like to send SMS, it is 09121-77141, and of course that is the number of the SMS. Let me get back to the three of you. Let me start with Dr. Yak, and then I go to John, and then I get back to James. Yes.
Thank you, Gabriel, and thank you for the moderating the discussion. Coming to the question of is Tango Juliet. For UNIDO to have active board, and what is it that UNIDO is doing to maintain the board of directors? The board of directors of UNIDO, I'm chairman number four. Three people were before me as a chair. I rang number four. When I joined as a board member, we are doing a volunteering job. All these members of UNIDO are working. They are all working class. And we share one objective, supporting UNIDO voluntarily. Because if you are doing a human intervention to support the disadvantaged or to come in a situation of crisis, you advance the interests of these disadvantaged people. So us, we are working voluntarily, and we are all working class, and we commit our time. At times, we can even go to Nairobi for another meeting, board meeting. Sometimes some board members, they pay their own ticket to go for that meeting. And they put themselves in the hotel without asking UNIDO to pay the money. Because what we are doing is not for ourselves. We are doing it for the population. So one thing that UNIDO might have, I don't know, maybe John Kong said that they're praying 3 days a week. Maybe that prayers has given them active board members who are working.
Commitment.
Committed. and they want to push Unida forward.
Yeah. Selfless.
Selfless,
yeah.
Membership.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Thank you.
John Kong, you are not the former governor.
No, I'm not the former governor. No, I'm not.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Gabriel, and thank you, Tango Juliet. I think your question, Tango Juliet, is very, 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 very important. But I will just give you a short answers on your question. One thing that for you to maintain your relationship with donor is to have a system in your organization. Donor of today and donor of 2016, 2010 are different. You know, when we are forming this organization, the system now that donor, the pressure that now donor are giving us is not like, the demand that they are giving us in 2010, 2011, no. They want us to have a system. In the procurement, you talk about the procurement. In the procurement, we have e-procurement. That is the system.
Electronic.
Yes. That is the system that we are using for our procurement. When you go to HR, there's HR system. When you go to finance, there's a system. When you go to program, there's a system. All those will be connected. Anything that you have requested, whether you are requested a purchase or maybe stationery, you have to request it through the system, through e-procurement system. And that will be approved online. So when the donor come for audit, they will get everything as done in the system.
Yeah.
One thing again that also gives some national NGOs and some NGOs challenges is the issue of handling cash. You need to avoid handling cash by getting a third party, maybe getting a bank to do the payment if you want to take the money to the field and the counties in the other state. You have to give it to the third party. Third party will handle it and then it will give you all the documents. So you give the liability. In case if anything happens, you will not be asked. But donor now they are fearing, if now you are the one taking the money and then anything happen, that means nobody will be us.
Yeah.
And that money is not be account anywhere.
Yeah.
But if you give it to the third party, anything happen, that third party will refund all the money back to the organization, either to the donor.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good to hear that. One is asking, this is noon. From High Referendum in Juba, is asking how big are the beneficiaries of some of your projects, and also another in Juba, also Peter in Juba, is asking what is the quality of the staff that you have in the field, and also the diversity. He say this is an opinion. He says diversity is one of the principles.
Yes.
Yeah. Please, but you spoke about the diversity, and also you might touch on the quality of the staff that you have in the field. And let me get this caller, because I don't want to let him wait. Hello? Hello, Nationwide.
Good evening, Gabriel.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling?
Hello, Gabriel.
Yes, who's calling? Yes.
Hello, Gabriel.
Yes, I'm hearing you. Oh, he couldn't hear me. Yeah, you can call again on any of the numbers, 0912067879 and 0912067929 and 0912068101, and you can get through and I will take your call. Hello. Hello.
It's me again.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling?
This is me, Mark Tong, calling from Longor Kajewul Center.
Mark Tong, welcome, Mark.
I think Gabriel said that the program is but what I would like to find out from our guests online is that do the next recruitment hold subsidiaries or they involve foreigners?
You mean they involve foreigners or South Sudanese only? That's your question, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Another caller here. Hello? Hello? This is Nationwide. Are you getting me there? Hello? We've lost another caller. One caller from Rumbek says, John Bech Kolang from Rumbek. He says, many NGOs are charged of corruption and nepotism. How do they deal with such issues? I think they touched, my guest touched on that. Let me pick these callers. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome. Hello, welcome.
Yes, I say this is Diang Deng in Wow.
Diang, welcome, Diang. Yeah, it's a problem with the network, Diang. It's a terrible problem with the network there. Sorry, Diang. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Gabriel, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's calling?
You are connected with Mashar from Binti State.
Mashar, welcome, Mashar.
Yeah. I want to pass my regard to the guest in the studio. Mm.
Yes, go
Hello?
Ahead. Yes, go ahead, yeah.
I want to pass my regard to the guest in the studio. Mm. I'm very happy to hear the boy of the James Gang. Mm. And John Plaidex. Mm. You know, I'm a former unitary staff.
Okay, tell us.
You know, UNIDO, I don't know how can I describe them. UNIDO is a very nice organization in South Sudan. It's actually in a local NGO.
Yeah.
I've been working in Mayom. At the peace building project for 2 years. Hello?
Yes, I'm getting you. Yes.
From there, I got more knowledge. I got more knowledge. You know, one thing that makes UNIDO to be great and from the national NGO is the transparency. Mm-hmm. UNIDO having high transparency rather than other local NGOs. Because, you know, in the field, when you're working for UNIDO, even though you are a cleaner, you can't even contact ED, like or director of operation, and regardless of your position, mm-hmm. you can have a conversation with James Gah, John Kung, and other board members. Mm-hmm. They cannot tell you why you are a cleaner. Why do you call us instead of?
yeah.
That is one thing, because if there is something hidden, you can even hide the information from them.
Yeah.
And then one thing from the UNIDO I like most, if you apply for UNIDO and you have been solicited, even though you have been solicited with the son of the James Gah, and if you fail, you cannot be recommended. There is no so-called recommendation in UNIDO. Mm. Let me tell you,
yeah.
There is no recommendation. Even though you apply together with the son of James Gah, James Gah will not say, this is my son, let him be the one selected. Mm-hmm. No. My friend, if you don't perform, UNIDO will tell you go.
Yeah. That's interesting. It's because of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can conclude, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my conclusion, I can say it to the board of the directors from the executive board. Don't leave this spirit of being a good example from the national NGOs in South Sudan. Especially James Gah, because James Gah is a very nice guy.
Thank you.
I can say you go ahead with your spirit. Still, we have a dream of supporting you, because I'm also one of the products from the UNIDO, if I'm not mistaken.
Great.
So the capacity that I get from UNIDO now inspired me to work in the ministerial force from the other organization.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you very much. Great testimony there from one of the beneficiaries. And this is all of us. We want to be running institutions that make other people happy, instead after when you leave, you blast organization, but you are setting a good precedence. And we are left with 3 minutes to conclude. And I would like to give, from those 3 minutes, I give you, each one of you, 1 minute, 1 minute, and then I conclude with James. Let me start with John Kong, 1 minute, to say a word as you mark this this year, 20 years. What would you say?
Thank you. Thank you, Gabriel. As I say, I just want to say thank you for giving us the chance, and also so that our community, our people in South Sudan will also hear like what our brother in Mayom has, or in Bentiu has say. Mm. As you say, in UNIDO, transparency is one of our core value and accountability, and that is what we believe, and we have to do it.
Yeah.
I just want to say, for the listener, thank you. Let's keep whatever you are doing, you do your work.
Thank you. Dr. Yak, Isaac Yak, what would you say? Would you recommend UNIDO to be a consultant for any failing institution to put their things right?
Well, if I can borrow the word of failing institution, maybe so that the institution with some challenges, I encourage maybe out of this discussion, if there's anything that is motivating, they can borrow that and also add value to whatever they are doing. Second to that, they can also have a personal contact with James Kerr, who is on daily operation of UNIDO, and ask them also what are the challenges that is facing and how is overcoming them. Yeah. That is very important.
Yeah.
Because one thing, as
We
have to learn from one another. John Bech from Beg was talking about corruption and nepotism. This has been one of the core principles making some national NGOs to collapse. But I think UNIDO is a bit careful on those those elements, and we also in the board, we also don't want to attach ourselves to bad things.
Okay.
So also we're trying to provide some direction.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your last message, James.
Thank you. And thank for the listener. I'm glad that my child managed to give a testimony. That is really good. And of course, like Tango Juliet said, and Mark, I am one of the longest served in the NGOs forum. You know, South Sudan have NGOs forum.
Yeah.
And I am one of the longest served directors, because South Sudanese sometimes they don't want things that last long, so many of the directors left.
Yeah.
But I showcase, I always tell South Sudanese, let us learn to be patient. Okay. Let us learn to do things properly. And of course, like the, when it comes to recruitment, we do advertise through NGOs forum.
Yeah,
through
we are left with a few seconds. Yeah.
So for me, I wanted to say it. It has been a good experience for me, seeing, working with my fellow South Sudanese from different community, and I wanted to encourage that would work. Of course, if there's any blame, as a human, you can be blamed, but I would take the price of the blame, and I will make sure that I will change and feel that I can be among the leaders of this country that can also unite our society. Thank you.
Thank you very much, James K. Nindru. Thank you very much, Dr. Isaac Yak. Thank you very much, John Kong, for being with us from UNIDO, and a happy 20th anniversary. That's all from Nationwide today on Radio Maria.
Thank you for having us.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Maria.